KHAS Radio.
Mike Will back at Spirit Fieldhouse on the Doan College campus here this afternoon. We've got high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS. This is the Doan Holiday Tournament. First game today, it was Hastings St. Cecilia losing to Pierce in the girls' ball game by the score of 52-49. Leading the way for St. Cecilia, Lexi Schmidt, 13 points in the ball game. Joey Kane had 17 for Pierce. So St. Cecilia will play in the girls' consolation ball game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against either Crete or Elkhorn. Those two teams will be playing at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Got the boys' game coming up next between St. Cecilia and Pierce. So he's got the final score in from Minden today. Broken Bow, the Indians came back in the fourth quarter to beat Adams Central by a score of 53-52. Adams Central had a good-sized lead going into the fourth quarter, and the Broken Bow Indians put together one final period, and they come back to upset Adams Central today by a score of 53-52. So much like St. Cecilia, Adams Central will play in the consolation ball game of the Minden Holiday Tournament tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. At the boys' game coming up next, St. Cecilia and Pierce, these two teams have gotten together several times over the past two or three years, and not only basketball, but also in some of those great football games that we have seen the past few years. In fact, last year, Pierce was the only team to beat St. Cecilia during the regular season. It occurred here in the Doan College Holiday Tournament, and then St. Cecilia rattled off the rest of the wins during the regular season, got into the state tournament, and won the state championship. So I'm so sure that's on the minds of some of the St. Cecilia players that played in that ball game last year. Pierce coming in this year with a record of 5 wins and 1 loss on the season, as Pierce has lost only to Columbus Scotus by the score of 45-35. That's a team that St. Cecilia was able to beat by 15 points at 47-32. So Pierce, they won their first 4 ball games of the season over Plainview, 43-31, over Bennington, 52-41, also over Boone Central, 44-35, and O'Neill, 46-29, before losing that ball game to Scotus in Columbus, 45-35. Right before their break, they knocked off Madison by 40 at 61-21. So Pierce, a team is coming in here, averaging 46 points per ball game on offense, giving up 33 on defense, facing a St. Cecilia team under head coach Kevin Asher, the record sitting at 5 wins and 1 loss on the season. St. Cecilia averaging 54 points per ball game on offense, giving up only 37 on defense. Of course, the Blue Hawks are looking to battle back after that 56-50 overtime loss to Gretna right before the Christmas break. They had rattled off 5 straight wins to begin the season. But not a whole lot of close basketball played in their first 5 games. They beat Scotus by 15 to open up the season, 47-32. They beat Bishop Newman, 53-37. They beat Donovan Trumbull, 77-34. They knocked off Blue Hill, 56-42. Then they beat Sutton by 20, 44-24, before going on the road and losing to Gretna on that Tuesday right before the Christmas break. So St. Cecilia and Pierce this afternoon in boys high school basketball. We'll come back and check some more pregame information as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Fairfield Field House on the Doan College campus this afternoon for high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. And Adams Central boys and girls playing in the Minden Holiday Tournament. Broken Bow knocked off Adams Central in the girls' game, 53-52. The boys' game just now getting started. Coverage today on ESPN 1550 KICS. Starting lineups for Pierce. It's going to be number 10, Kenley Sahacek. Sahacek is a 5'11" senior. Derek Wiedenfeld is another starter, 6'1" and a senior. Connor Schultz, 6'3" and a junior. Brandon Freeman, a 5'10" and sophomore. And also Brady Brentschneider is 6'2" junior. Dalton Seeley getting a start for St. Cecilia, 6'2" and a senior. Joe Ryan, 6'2" and a senior. Paul Gettert, 6'4" and a senior. Bo Schwenke also getting a start, 6'2" and a senior. And then Zach Stirrup, 6'9" junior in the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Kevin Asher, the head coach of the Blue Hawks. So these two teams have combined to go 10-2 so far to start the season. The winner of this ball game will move on to the championship game. That'll be tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. The loser will play in the consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 1. St. Cecilia looking to rebound after that loss to Gretna. And the Pierce Blue Jays looking to beat St. Cecilia for the second straight year here during the Doan Holiday Tournament. Zach Stirrup, the big guy at 6'9", will jump things off for the Blue Hawks up against Brent Schneider. The ball is controlled by St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks are wearing their homestanding whites here this afternoon, shooting to our basket to our right. Stirrup with the ball, now to Dalton Seeley. Seeley to Bo Schwenke, pounds it down low to Gettert. He takes the first shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out, picked up by Schwenke. Out to Seeley for three, shot good. Dalton Seeley hits the three ball for St. Cecilia to get things started. 3-0 to score. Blue Hawks have the lead. 7.5 to play here in the first quarter, just underway on the campus of Doan College here this afternoon. Pierce has got the ball. Here's Freeman with it now. Brandon Freeman goes over to Connor Schultz on the far sideline. Schultz puts it on the floor, dribbles a couple of times, sends it to Wiedenfeld, and now a foul is called in Seeley. Seeley fouled out of that ball game against Gretna on that Tuesday, right before the Christmas break. Fouled out with about less than a minute to go. Actually, with about 5 minutes to go in regulation. Then the ball game was forced into overtime. The Blue Hawks eventually lost that ball game. Here's Schultz dumping the ball down low. His shot is up and in. Brandon Freeman gets the field goal for Pierce. 3-2 score now. St. Cecilia is out on top. Here's a Schwenke with the ball out here in three-point territory. Pierce opening up in a man-to-man defense. Seeley around the screen, moves it to the left side. Now speed down low. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Joe Ryan. Ryan down at the baseline. Drives from the left corner toward the basket, and the Blue Hawks go out on top with a score of 5-2 here in the ball game. Here's Connor Schultz with the ball now for Pierce. Around the screen, moves it to the far side. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Schultz holds it, now gets it off to a Brandon Freeman. Freeman comes over here, and the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Seeley. He gets the ball to Gettert. Back to Seeley. Shot is up and in. Dalton Seeley scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Pierce turns it over for the second time here this afternoon. 7-2 the score. The Blue Hawks out early here in this one. We have played 90 seconds in the ball game. Here comes the Blue Jays again back in their offensive zone. Brent Schneider has got it now to Sahacek. Sahacek goes over the wing on the right side to Schultz. Schultz now to Wiedenfeld. Back to the far sideline and three-pointer put up and in. Connor Schultz hits the three for Pierce. 7-5 the score now. The Blue Hawks out on top. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter from Crete. Bo Schwenke works one-on-one here in backcourt against Brandon Freeman. Down in the corner, Seeley for three. Shots off the heel of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Wiedenfeld, now for Pierce. Outlet pass comes to Connor Schultz. Schultz bounce pass down to the baseline to Freeman. Drives, double team, ball slapped away. It's picked up here by Seeley. Third turnover for Pierce. They get the ball ahead. Driving is going to be Ryan. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Joe Ryan gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouled in the play by Pierce.
Pierce foul is on number 40.
It goes on Brady Brent Schneider. That's going to be his first.
Brady Brent Schneider, first personal foul.
First personal foul on Pierce here in the ball game. To the free throw line will be Joe Ryan. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points already in the ball game. His shot is up there. That one is good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 59.5% of their free throw tosses. And the Blue Hawks have doubled the score early on Pierce, 10-5 the score. 5.5 to play here in the first quarter. Pressure here in backcourt by Bo Schwenke. Schultz gets it into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, Sahacek, his shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Kenley Sahacek hits the three-pointer for Pierce. And it's now a 10-8 ball game. Blue Jays are down by two. Bo Schwenke now for St. Cecilia, right-handed dribble. Comes into the forecourt. Dribbles into the center of the offensive zone there. Now to Joel Ryan, inside to Dalton Seeley. Turnaround jumper, good. Seeley with 7 points already in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 12-8. Just by the five-minute mark here in the first quarter. Here's a Connor Schultz dribbling with the ball in backcourt against Schwenke. Starts off left, now right. Connor still with the ball on the dribble. Behind his screen, gives the ball away to Sahacek. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now to Schultz over there on the wing on the right side, picked up by Schwenke. Holding it, now gives it out to Sahacek. Takes it back to Schultz on the right sideline, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. To Wiedenfeld as he holds it on the deep wing, right side. Over on the right sideline, Schultz for three. Shot around the rim twice, and it goes down the hole. That is the second three-pointer by Schultz here in the first quarter for Pierce. 12-11, the Blue Hawks now with a one-point lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Schwenke drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops right there. Rainbow pass out on top. Tipped into the backcourt there by Sahacek. It's picked up by Seeley. Dalton has got it for St. Cecilia. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Pierce in a man-to-man defense. Right side, Ryan holds it. Entry pass. They get it to Stirrup. Inside the free throw circle. Double team. Stirrup comes over here to Ryan. Back to Stirrup inside, and the foul is called. Stirrup gives it up the first time, but got it back on the return pass. Brent Schneider picks up the personal foul for Pierce. That's going to be his second team foul, number two on the Blue Jays here in the first quarter. Simon Ostrander comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Ryan. Chase Bassett also comes into the ball game. St. Cecilia lobs the ball into the lane. That's Stirrup grabbing it. His shot is up there and in. Dak Stirrup scores for the Blue Hawks. Off of the inbound pass, it's now 13-11. St. Cecilia out on top by two. Pierce bringing the ball up the floor now. St. Cecilia applies a little token pressure back here with Bo Schwenke. On the dribble is going to be Connor Schultz. Schultz has problems with it, nearly tied up. Now the ball stripped away, and it's going to be picked up by Schwenke. Turnover number four on Pierce. Long pass down the floor. Simon Ostrander has got it. Ostrander for St. Cecilia. His pass out on top, deflected away. Pierce grabs it, and it's going to be the first turnover in St. Cecilia. Michael Hoffman has got the ball for Pierce. Now to Connor Schultz. Schultz to Freeman. Over on the right side, that's going to be Wiedenfeld with the ball. Wiedenfeld now to Connor Schultz. The free throw line to Freeman. Freeman gives it up over in the wing to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld trying to get away. Can't do it. Now to Sahacek. And Kenley Sahacek will reset the offense here for Pierce. Out in three-point territory. As Pierce moves against his man-to-man defense, Wiedenfeld has got it. Now to Connor Schultz. Entry pass. They get it inside to Hoffman. Hoffman kicks it back out to Sahacek. Sahacek over in the wing. On the right side to Wiedenfeld. Dribbles inside the lane. Pass deflected. Picks it back up. Now to Schultz for three. Shot no good. Rebound to Wiedenfeld. He loses the ball. Now it's picked up by Schwenke. Schwenke has got it for St. Cecilia. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. 14-11. Hawks have the lead. Stirrup goes for the hole. Shot is up there. No good. He's fouled in the play. So Zach Stirrup goes for the hole there for St. Cecilia. And he's fouled in the play by the Pierce Blue Jays. It's going to go on Schultz. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Pierce here in this first quarter. Dalton Seeley into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks, replacing Schwenke. So St. Cecilia will play things in as they work against this Pierce defense. There's a long-range jumper put up there by
Philip Hamburger.
Phil Hamburger, that's going to be good as Hamburger knocks down a tray for three. And that's going to be, we got a timeout now. Pierce calls a timeout. So Pierce will call a timeout. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 17, Pierce 11.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Fear Field House on the Doan College campus here this afternoon. 17-11 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top. So Phil Hamburger gets the last three-pointer. Hamburger normally wears 25. He's wearing 20 here today. Chase Bassett also into the ballgame for St. Cecilia with a number change. Number 21 for Bassett here this afternoon. 17-11 is the score. Pierce down by six. They've got the ball in their offensive zone as they work against the man-to-man defense again for St. Cecilia. It's been mighty stiff this year, giving up only 37 points per ballgame. Here's Connor Schultz, who's hit a couple of three-pointers so far for Pierce here in the first quarter. He gives it up out in three-point territory to Freeman. Freeman now to Schultz on the far sideline, picked up there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Deep in the corner is to Hoschek. Puts it on the floor, comes out to Freeman. Now they work the ball inside. That's going to be Hoffman with it now to the top of the key. Here's a three-pointer by Wiedenfeld. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bassett. Chase Bassett now to Phil Hamburger. Here come the Blue Hawks into the forecourt. Hamburger, crossover dribble, dribbles to the free throw line, dumps it down to Chase Bassett. Shot no good. He's fouled in the play. So Bassett is fouled in the play here by the Pierce Blue Jays. It's going to go on Michael Hoffman. That's going to be his first, team foul number four on Pierce. Chase Bassett to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Bassett has not shot a free throw so far this year, and now he misses his first opportunity. Bassett will have one more. Jordan Consbrook into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 17-11 the score. St. Cecilia leading by six. Here's the next one by Bassett. That's going to be no good. Rebound, Pierce, and a foul is going to be called. Gettert knocks down Connor Schultz on the rebound. So Gettert picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. Approaching the one-minute mark here in the first quarter, 17-11. Blue Hawks have a six-point lead. Pierce with the basketball. Hamburger nearly got the steal. The hot check has now got it for Pierce. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out into three-point territory to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld dribbles to the top of the key. Stops right there. Out of Brandon Freeman, down in the corner. That's a Stahacek. His shot's going to be partially deflected by Chase Bassett, and the ball is brought out of there by Hamburger. Hamburger on the dribble back the other way. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Connor Schultz. Brings it back two on two. Drives for the hole. A shot good. Schultz with 8 points in the basketball game, and it's now 17-13. St. Cecilia leading by, well, it's 17-14. Now they make the correction. 17-13 on the board. The Hawks leading by four. 17 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, Joe Ryan has got it on the deep wing left side to Chase Bassett. Bassett down to Hamburger. The Bassett down in the corner. Joe Ryan bombs away for three. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld being attacked back here in backcourt by Hamburger. Wiedenfeld on a dribble, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play as time runs out. One quarter in the books in boys' high school basketball here this afternoon. The score, St. Cecilia 17, Pierce 13.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Pierce beat the Hastings St. Cecilia girls today 52-49. Adams Central lost to Broken Bow in girls play today 53-52. Both Adams Central and St. Cecilia will play in the consolation ball games of their respective tournaments tomorrow. The St. Cecilia boys out on top of Pierce here to begin the second quarter, 17-13. Pierce with the opening possession here in the quarter. Sahacek comes out to Connor Schultz, who has had a hot hand so far for Pierce. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Schultz being attacked over here by Bo Schwenke, who's back into the ball game. Schultz has to get rid of it. Now they call the timeout. He's got to burn a timeout. He was trapped along the sideline here. Good defense by Bo Schwenke. And a timeout for the Blue Jays. 7:36 to play in the first half. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 17, Pierce 13.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Timeout. Pierce will look to play things in. They finally do it. The count of four. Brandon Freeman with the ball now for Pierce. Goes to Wiedenfeld. Jump pass down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken from 15 feet away. No good by Connor Schultz. Rebound comes down to Syrup of St. Cecilia. This Seeley gets the ball ahead. This Schwenke drives. The shot is up there. It's no good. And now we've got a violation on St. Cecilia. Basket interference there on the Blue Hawks as they try to tap that one home. And the officials give the ball to Pierce. So somebody up around the rim there for the Blue Hawks. So Pierce will get the basketball trailing by 4, 17 to 13. And now we got a foul as the Blue Jays attempt to bring the ball to floor. He's going to go on Schwenke. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on St. Cecilia here in the first half. Kenley Sahacek will inbound the ball here for the Blue Jays. Does so. Connor Schultz has got it. Schultz picked up by Schwenke. Dribbles right to left. Comes to the near sideline. Sahacek back out on top. Wiedenfeld tries to put Seeley in the air and can't do it. At the elbow, now to Brandon Freeman. Freeman comes out to Sahacek. Sahacek works out on top against Ryan, spins against Joe. Can't put up a shot, stops at the free throw line. Goes over there to Freeman. Freeman dribbles the ball to the near side, now to Wiedenfeld for three. Shot good. Derek Wiedenfeld scores on a three-pointer for Pierce. And it's now a 17-16 ball game. Blue Hawks out on top by one. Seeley, Joe Ryan inside, Stirrup on the baseline. Shot good and he's fouled. Looks like St. Cecilia can do that all day long. Stirrup, like he is in most cases, is towering above everybody else at 6'9". Stirrup gets his second field goal of the ball game, and now Stirrup will go to the charity stripe here for the Blue Hawks. That's the second personal foul on Connor Schultz. Shot from the line by Zach is up there. It is no good, and he can't convert on the three-point play, and the rebound comes down to Pierce. Brent Schneider with a board there for the Blue Jays. 19-16, and now Pierce can tie things up with a three-point field goal right here. Dribbling with the ball is Connor Schultz. Out in three-point territory, it's a hot check. Dribble penetration inside the free throw circle. Now to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld down to Sahacek. Works against the, looks like a zone defense now for St. Cecilia. On the far sideline, Schultz has got it. Dribble penetration into the paint. His jump passing will be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Seeley. He brings it back one-on-one. His running one-hander is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Schultz and a foul is called. Personal is going to be whistled on Schwenke of St. Cecilia. Bo picks up his second personal foul. This could be the fourth teamer called on the Blue Hawks here in the first half. 5:49 to play here in the second quarter. 19-16. St. Cecilia leading by three. Simon Ostrander comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. And they've got all the numbers jacked around today. They're in their homestanding whites. And they are not corresponding to anything that we have on the roster today. Simon Ostrander is now number four for St. Cecilia. Here's Pierce with the basketball. 19-16. Hawks had the advantage, and they tip the ball out of bounds on the far side. Dalton Seeley knocks the ball loose beyond the St. Cecilia bench, and it's retrieved there. 5:34 to play here in quarter number two. 19-16, Hawks have the advantage. Pierce will inbound the ball. Connor Schultz has got it. Schultz, that is the hot check. Back out to Connor. Connor dribbling with the ball against Simon Ostrander. Here's a pass to the near sideline as they get it into the hands of Brandon Freeman. Back out to Sahacek. St. Cecilia back to their man-to-man defense. Connor Schultz has got it. Here's a pass to Wiedenfeld. Fakes the three. Puts Seeley in the air. Drives it down to the baseline. Comes back out on the wing to Schultz. Back out on top to Sahacek. He dribbles inside. It's loose. It's picked up here by Wiedenfeld. The shot is up in the air. Derek Wiegenfels hits a little 12-footer from the left side of the lane. He's got 5 points. It's now a 19-18 ball game. St. Cecilia is out on top here in the second quarter. Blue Hawks led 17-13 at the end of the first quarter. Now St. Cecilia works with the ball. Gettert powering his way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Paul Gettert gets the field goal for the Blue Hawks. He's averaging 9 in the season. Gets his first field goal in this one. St. Cecilia is now leading by 3. 21-18. 4.5 to play. Here's Connor Schultz for Pierce. Ball's down, but he gets the ball to Sahacek. Down to Schultz. Entry pass. They get it to Brent Schneider. He kicks it back out on the wing. On the right side, that's going to be Wiedenfeld with the ball. Wiedenfeld, double team. Now it works. And he finally gets rid of it. Now out of bounds is going to be Schultz. Wiedenfeld in trouble. Finally had to get rid of it. Connor Schultz was stepping out of bounds. At 6 turnovers on Pierce here in the first half. Blue Jays are down by 3 points. Simon Ostrander will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia to Dalton Seeley. Ostrander, deep wing, left side. Ostrander dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Now to Gettert to Seeley. Over to Ostrander, inside to Stirrup. He's double-teamed. Back out to Seeley on the wing. Mishandles the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Pierce. Sahacek brings it back one-on-three. Goes up with a shot against Ostrander, and Simon knocks the ball down. Ostrander recovers it now for St. Cecilia. To Hamburger to Simon Ostrander. St. Cecilia back of the offensive attack. Hamburger, jump pass, inside. Stirrup grabs it, and he's going to be going up for the shot. It's good, but I think he got pushed before the shot. The basket does count, so they give it to Stirrup.
Team foul number six.
Team foul number six on Pierce. Zach has got 6 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia on 3 field goals. 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 23-18, St. Cecilia with the lead. Shot is up there, no good by Stirrup. Rebound to Hamburger. He goes up, his shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Connor Schultz. 23-18. Blue Hawks have a 5-point lead, 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. And now we got a foul out top. It's going to go on Simon. Simon Ostrander picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first.
First personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks.
Team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation, so Pierce will play things in. St. Cecilia 23, Pierce 18. The Blue Jays, the only team to beat St. Cecilia last year. Blue Hawks went on to win the state championship after suffering a loss in this Doan Holiday tournament 1 year ago. Connor Schultz with the ball in the deep wing right side. He gets it in the hands of Derek Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld back outside. That's Freeman. Freeman down to Wiedenfeld on the right side. Derek dribbling with the ball to Freeman. Freeman puts it on the floor and dribbles to the left side of the lane. Covered up right there by Gettert defensively. Out to Sahacek. They work it inside to Brent Schneider. Kind of spins around and runs right into Stirrup, so he has to give it up. Here's Schultz with the ball from the free throw line. His shot's partially deflected by Stirrup. Ball is loose. 2-3 players hit the deck, and finally a timeout is called. St. Cecilia got possession of the thing down there at the bottom of the stack. Gettert clawing for the basketball. Finally gets possession of it and calls the timeout. So St. Cecilia saves the possession. The Blue Hawks will have the ball. 2:53 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 23, Pierce 18.
Top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
First quarter, St. Cecilia is 7 out of 10 from the field, 70%. Pierce was 5 out of 7 for 71%. St. Cecilia out rebounding Pierce 3-1. St. Cecilia 2 out of 4 on 3-pointers for 50%. Pierce was 3 out of 4 for 75%. 23-18, Hawks have a 5-point advantage, 2:40 to play. Here in the second quarter, Stirrup with the ball. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouled on the play. Nice dish there by Hamburger as he dribbled into the lane, dished it off on the low block. Zach Stirrup gets the field goal. He's now got 8 points in the basketball game. And Stirrup will go to the free throw line. He's 0-2 so far today. Stirrup coming in here was only a 50% foul shooter at 9 out of 18. He misses this one. He's now 0-3 this afternoon. Offensive rebound, Gettert. He goes back up. His shot is no good. Rebound loose on the baseline and finally recovered by Pierce. 25-18. The Blue Hawks now have a 7-point advantage here in the second quarter with 2:23 to play. Connor Schultz has got it for Pierce. Schultz out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Simon Ostrander for St. Cecilia. Here's a Sahacek, picked up by Hamburger as the Blue Hawks stay with their man-to-man defense. Jumping outside is Schultz for three. It's going to be an air ball. Rebounded on the weak side there by Dalton Seeley. Out with pass to the far side. Ostrander. That is Zach Stirrup. Dribbles. Drives for the basket. Shot no good. Tap try is up and in. Stirrup has only been averaging 12 points per ball game. He's a lot more aggressive in this ball game here today for St. Cecilia. He's got 10 points on the board here. 27-18. The Hawks now leading in the contest. They have scored at least the last 8 points in the ball game. They had a 19-18 advantage with 4.5 minutes to go. So St. Cecilia on a little run here late in the second quarter, now leading 27-18. Here's Brandon Freeman with the ball for Pierce. Goes away to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld now to Freeman, left side of the lane, nearly traveled with the ball. Gets it to Sahacek. Dribbles down the right side of the lane, hops to the basket. His shot's good, but it won't count. A foul on the way in. It's going to go on Ostrander for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six. On the Blue Hawks, so a non-shooting situation. Pierce will play things in.
Returning for
baseline left side.
Joe Ryan
into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks, replacing Hamburg. A minute and 20 seconds to play. Here in the first half, St. Cecilia is leading Pierce by the score of 27-18. Pierce will play things in. Kenley Sahacek will dribble out here in 3-point territory against Joe Ryan. Sahacek fakes the handoff, moves it to the left side of the lane. Kenley has still got it. Now to Derek Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld out to Freeman. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Nice pass to Kentley Sahacek as he goes for the basket. And he's fouled in a play by Stirrup. Zach picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number seven on the Blue Hawks. Kentley Sahacek will go to the free throw line here for Pierce. He has hit a three-pointer so far in the ball game. His first chance at a free throw today. Mauled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. It is good. That's the first free throw this afternoon for Pierce. St. Cecilia is currently one out of four from the stripe. Hamburger is in. Ostrander is out. A minute and 5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Blue Hawks now lead Pierce by the score of 27-19. Next one is up there. It's good. So Kenley Sahacek nails a pair of free throws, and it's now 27-20. Blue Hawks leading by seven. Hamburger has got the ball for St. Cecilia in their offensive zone. Dalton Seeley, he has it tipped away, out of bounds. Sahacek knocking the ball away from Seeley for St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks will play things in off of the near sideline. 53 seconds to play. Seeley holds it, comes out near the 10-second line. Hamburger will grab it, works one-on-one. Out top, Hamburger stops, feeds it inside. Stirrup spins one way, then the other, and banks one home. Stirrup now with 12 points in the basketball game. 29-20, the Blue Hawks have a 9-point lead. Here's Pierce walking the ball up the floor down the far sideline. Connor Schultz gets it to Derek Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld down to Freeman now, puts it on the floor, circles around, angles toward the basket, drives into the lane. It's going to be stripped away. Gettert has got it. His long pass down the floor is going to be knocked loose away from Hamburger. The scramble is on. Now we got a jump ball called, and the arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. Some good hits there, maybe from the football season. Both of these teams still with a little football-itis in them here. 29-20 the score. The Hawks out on top by nine. 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hamburger will play things in. Hamburger looks, comes out to Seeley near the 10-second line. And St. Cecilia will play for the final shot here of quarter number two with a 9-point lead, 29-20. Seeley backs up, works one-on-one out top. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Seeley, bounce pass down in the corner. It's too far. Throws the ball away, trying to get it to Hamburger down there in the corner. And St. Cecilia turns over for the fourth time here this afternoon.
21, Chase Bassett.
Seeley is out. Here comes Chase Bassett into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. 3.5 seconds to play. Pierce will play things in. Schultz approaches the 10-second line. The Wiedenfeld from half court is shot no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Boys High School basketball this afternoon for the Doan College Holiday Tournament. To score at halftime, St. Cecilia 29, Pierce 20. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at Fury Fieldhouse on the Doan College campus here this afternoon. High school basketball from 1230 KHIS. Opening round of the Doan College Holiday Tournament. 29-20 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top of Pierce. Blue Hawks led 17-13 after one quarter. Pierce got within 1 point at 19-18 in the second quarter, but the Blue Hawks from that point on pretty well owned the Blue Jays. They finished out the quarter on a 10-2 run. And right now the Blue Hawks have the advantage at halftime. The score is 29-20. The end of the girls' ball game completed before this one today. It was St. Cecilia losing to Pierce by the score of 52-49. St. Cecilia fell behind by 10 points in the first quarter, battled back. It was 16-7 at the end of the first quarter, 24-21 at the end of the first half. St. Cecilia came back to tie the score at 27-27 in the third quarter, but trailed after 40-36. The Blue Hawks tied the score at 44-44 with 2:17 to play in the fourth quarter, but they lost it by the final score of 52-49. So St. Cecilia drops to 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. They will play either Crete or Elkhorn tomorrow in the consolation game of this Doan College Holiday Tournament. That will be at 11 o'clock. In the morning tomorrow, pregame show at 10:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Lexi Schmidt leading the way today with 13 points in the ballgame. Cherise Farmer had 8, 7 points for Abby Jackson, 7 for Libby Kissinger, 6 points for Tessa Kalupa. The other scores for the Hawkins in that first ballgame, Audrey Gaspers had 3, Kaylin Ernst had 3, and Brooke McWhorter had 2 points. Pierce was led by Joey Kane. She scored 17. Laura Resloff had 11. Heather Walker had 12 points to lead Pierce. So Pierce will play for the championship on the girls' side tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And again, St. Cecilia will play in the consolation ball game tomorrow morning at 11. Adams Central girls also lost today to Broken Bow as the Patriots let the Indians get back into the ball game in that fourth and final quarter. In fact, Adams Central was in control of that ball game throughout most of the way. It was 14-10 at the end of the first quarter, 27-15 at halftime. But Broken Bow goes on to beat Adams Central today by a score of 53-52. So Adams Central will play in the consolation ball game of the Minden Holiday Tournament tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. We are at halftime of our boys' game here at the Doan College Tournament in Crete. The score is St. Cecilia 29 and Pierce 20. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Field House on the Doan College campus here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Pierce. The score is 29-20 at halftime. And a score in from Minden. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of Broken Bow at halftime. In boys basketball today, 45-16. Adams Central 45, Broken Bow 16. That ball game is at halftime. Connor Schultz leads the way for Pierce here in this ball game. He's nailed a couple of three-pointers in the contest. He's got a two-point field goal. Schultz leading the way with 8 points. The other scorer is Derek Wiedenfeld, has got 5 points. He's got a three and a two. Kenley Sahacek has also got 5 points here at halftime. Sahacek with a three-pointer, and he's 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And Brandon Freeman has got a field goal and 2 points for Pierce. So the Blue Jays only 2 free throws in the first half. They've been on both of those. And Pierce so far 7 turnovers in the basketball game. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over 4 times during the contest. The Blue Hawks are currently 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. The leading scorer in the first half was Zach Stirrup. Zach doing a great job in there for St. Cecilia. He's got 12 points, 6 field goals in the ball game. He's 0 of 3 from the free throw line. Dalton Seeley has got 7 points. He's knocked down a 3 and a couple other 2-point field goals, so Seeley was 7. Joe Ryan has got 5 points on 2 field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Phil Hamburger nailed a three-pointer in the first half for 3. Paul Gennert has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. So again, the Blue Hawks have the lead over Pierce here in the Doan College Holiday Tournament. The score, St. Cecilia 29, Pierce 20. We'll have more after this.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia 29, Pierce 20. We're at halftime. Shooting numbers in the first half for St. Cecilia. They are 13 out of 19 from the field for 68%. Pierce currently 7 out of 11 from the field for 64%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia 2 out of 4 for 50%. Pierce 4 out of 7 for 57%. Again, from the free throw line, Pierce 2 out of 2 from the stripe. For 100%, Hastings St. Cecilia so far in the ball game is connected on 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 25%. Reboundings right now, St. Cecilia has got 9, Pierce has got 4. Blue Hawks have turned the ball over 4 times compared to 7 for Pierce. St. Cecilia has come up with 6 steals already in the ball game, 3 for the Pierce Blue Jays. They're going to score at halftime, St. Cecilia 29 and Pierce 20. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in. We're in the second half, third quarter. Here this afternoon from Doan, it is Pierce trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 29-20. Pierce with the opening possession of the second half. Wiedenfeld has got it for the Blue Jays. And the leading scorer for Pierce, Connor Schultz in the first half. Knocked down a couple of trays. 8 points in the ball game. Here's Wiedenfeld for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to Bo Schwenka as he hustles into the forecourt. Now to Dalton Seeley. Inside his stirrup. Grabs the ball. Shoots and scores. Stirrup much more active in the offense today than he was in the contest against Gretna right before Christmas. Zach having a great ball game today, 14 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks have opened up an 11-point lead over Pierce here this afternoon. So Hodchek has got the ball, spins at the top of the key. There's a pass down at the baseline, mishandled by Freeman out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on Pierce. So St. Cecilia now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 11 points. It is 31-20. Being led by Zach Sturps, 14 points in the basketball game. Here's Schwenka with the ball to Dalton Seeley. On the right side, dribbles to the top of the key. Over here to Joe Ryan. Inside again to Sturp. Double team. Throws it out. Here's Schwenka for three. Shot around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Pierce. That one nearly went down the hole, but it popped out of there. Rebounded here by Connor Schultz as he hustles back the other way. Against Schwenka of St. Cecilia's. The Blue Hawks stay with their man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the left side is Sahacek. Sahacek now to Brandon Freeman. Freeman comes over here to the near side to Wiedenfeld. Dribbles behind the screen. Takes it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Gets rid of it now to Brandon Freeman. Freeman dribble penetration to Sahacek. Circles around. Down the lane he goes. Jump pass down in the corner. Long range three. It is put up there. It's no good by Wiedenfeld. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Bo Schwenka has got it now for the Blue Hawks into the forward court to Seeley. Seeley holds it. Right side. Two-handed pass comes out to Joe Ryan. Down to a Seeley again. Dribble penetration into the lane. Gives it to a Joe Ryan. Ryan to the top of the key. Goes over in the wing on the right side down to Gettert. Gettert inside is stirrup and a foul is called. They're finding great success getting the ball inside to their big guy, 6'9", junior Zach Stirrup. Brent Schneider picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number one on Pierce here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Schwenka to Seeley. Hops for the basket. His shot is up and in. Dalton Seeley scores. He's now got 9 points in the game. And St. Cecilia has opened up a 13-point lead over Pierce. It is 33-20. Here's Connor Schultz with the ball now for Pierce. Comes to the forecourt. Stops. Gets it to Derek Wiedenfeld. Picked up there by Seeley of St. Cecilia. Down in the corner. Connor Schultz drives the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Bounce pass out to Sahacek. Sahacek now to Freeman. Pass out on top again to Wiedenfeld for three. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Seeley. Rather rebound to a stirrup. Outlet pass now to Bo Schwenka. He runs it back the other way. Driving layup. No good. Tap try good. Dalton Seeley gets the tap, and now Pierce wants to call a timeout. Seeley now with 11 points in the basketball game. We've got a timeout. 5:18 to play in the third quarter. The Hawks lead by 15. St. Cecilia 35, Pierce 20.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Gene Shaw back here at Fairfield House in Crete this afternoon. The St. Cecilia girls lost earlier today. They'll play in the consolation ball game at 11. If things continue the way they are right now, St. Cecilia will play in the championship ball game tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. We would have the first, we would have the last game tomorrow. It's just the way things go, huh? First game tomorrow at 11, pregame show at 10:45. If the Hawks can hang on here, they'll play in the championship ball game tomorrow afternoon at 5 with a pregame show at 4:45. Be a long day for us tomorrow. Pierce has got the ball. They are now trailing by 15 points, 35-20. Following the timeout, Pierce trying to get something going. St. Cecilia scored the first 6 points of this third quarter. Open up this second half. Wiedenfeld has got it. Wiedenfeld comes outside to mark down to Freeman. Dribbles inside the paint. Stops there. Got to get rid of it. Does so. Now his pass is deflected. The ball is brought down by Seeley. Turnover number 9 on Pierce. Seeley has got the ball. Gets it ahead now. That's going to be Schwenke with it. Schwenke on the wing. Hands it away to Gebert. Gebert dribbles it into the paint. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. Gebert grabs it. Down to Seeley. Sends it down low to Ryan. Ryan down to Schwenke as he hops to the basket. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Schwenke gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouled in the play. Basket counts. Personal foul is whistled on Connor Schultz. That's going to be his third. Schwenke goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. That was the first field goal of the ball game for Schwenke. Schwenke so far this season, 2 out of 3 on free throws for 66%. As a team, the Blue Hawks are up to 59% shooting free throws. The shot is up there. The shot is good. So Schwenke gets a 3-point play, and the Blue Hawks have opened up a 38-20 advantage over Pierce. Blue Hawks on a 9-0 run to begin the second half. They're down to 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Connor Schultz with the ball to Wiedenfeld. Deep wing, left side, picked up by Seeley as the Hawks stay with the man-to-man. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted, pass down the floor as Dalton Seeley jams one home. Dalton Seeley jams one home for St. Cecilia. He's now got 13 points on the Pierce turnover. Pierce has now turned it over 10 times here in the ballgame. It's now 40-20. The Hawks are blowing the Blue Jays right out of their nest. And now here's a traveling violation on Pierce on the wing. St. Cecilia on a roll here in the second half. They're, what, 11-0 now. This was 29-20 at halftime, and the Blue Hawks have scored the first 11 points of the third quarter, and they're not done yet. Here comes Bo Schwenke into the forecourt. Lobs it on the high post out of Jordan Konsbruck. He tries to dump it down low to Stirrup, and it's intercepted. Fifth turnover in the ballgame for St. Cecilia as they went with a high-low offensive set there. Kenley Sahacek has got it for Pierce. Now to Connor Schultz. Schultz over to a Wiedenfeld. Out here to Sahacek. Sahacek holds it, comes out between the rings again. Dribbling with a basketball. It's going to be Connor Reed who's into the ballgame for the first time. Over here to Schultz. Picked up there by Schwenke. Schultz can't go up the shot. Hands it away to Sahacek. Dribbles to the elbow. Gives it back to Schultz out here in three-point territory. A jump pass goes to the far side as they're working around the St. Cecilia defense. It has been tough as nails here this afternoon. Tougher than a $2 steak as the Blue Hawks are giving up only 37.5 points per ball game. They've allowed 20 so far this afternoon, and we're within 3 minutes of the end of the third quarter. Connor Reed has got it down the baseline, dribbles back out into three-point territory. With it now is Kenley Sahacek, and his pass is deflected out of bounds by Seeley. So Pierce not getting a lot of good looks at the basket. They're just basically working around the three-point perimeter right now. And the Blue Hawks are been able to grab the 40-20 advantage over Pierce here this afternoon. Ball was deflected out of bounds, and Pierce will play things in on the near side. A couple of substitutions. Hamburger is back in there for St. Cecilia. Here's a pass by Sahacek. His man falls down. It's going to be picked up here by Ostrander. He drives. He gives it away to Gettert. His shot's partially deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by Brent Schneider for Pierce. Brent Schneider now playing with three personal fouls here in this third quarter, but the Blue Jays need him in the lineup. He's trying to propel this team back to the forefront here. They're down by 20. It's 40-20. Here's Kenley Sahacek with the ball for Pierce. Backs up near the 10-second line as St. Cecilia works with Chase Bassett right in his face there. As Sahacek curls around. Here's a pass down on the baseline. Connor Schultz goes for the basket. His shot's good, and he's fouling the play. Schultz drives it in from the left quarter. His field goal is good, and he's fouled into play by the Blue Hawks. Jordan Konsbruck picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on St. Cecilia here in the third quarter. Schultz to the free throw line for the Blue Jays. His shot is up there. It is no good. And Pierce now 2 out of 3 from the stripe this afternoon. St. Cecilia right now with the 18-point advantage, 40-22. Starting out this third quarter now on the 11-2 run. St. Cecilia has got it. Simon Ostrander into the ball game to Chase Bassett to the far sideline. Down to Hamburger. Dribbles to the free throw line. Jump pass down low. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Bassett. Now to Gettert. Now to Hamburger again. Down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped by Konsberg, and he's going to be called for the personal foul. Konsberg has whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. A minute and 39 seconds to play. Got a girls game coming up next between Crete and Elkhorn. Then the boys will follow that one. Action here this afternoon at 12:30 KHAS. We're at the Doan College Holiday Tournament. 40-22, the Blue Hawks with the lead over the Blue Jays. Appears bombs away for three. It's no good by Wiedenfeld. Misses everything. It's saved by Schultz of Pierce. Ball is loose here on the near sideline. Picked up by Sahacek. Kelly Sahacek has got the ball as he works against Chase Bassett. Here on the right side of the floor, here's Wiedenfeld now. Wiedenfeld gives it up. Sahacek, 12-footer, is up there at end. Kenley Sahacek hits his second field goal in the ball game. He's got 7 points. 40-24. Hawks leading by 16. Here's Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it to Ostrander. Now inside to Gettert. His shot is up there. He banks one home. Ball Gettert now at 4 points in the ball game. It's an 18-point lead again for St. Cecilia. 42-24. 46 seconds to play, third quarter. Connor Schultz dribbles inside the ring, kicks it back out. Wiedenfeld, traveling violation. Turnover number 12. Now four new players. The original starters back in there for St. Cecilia. Stirrup comes back. Ryan comes back. Here comes Seeley. And also coming in will be Bo Schwenka. St. Cecilia with an 18-point lead here in boys high school basketball this afternoon. Pierce has scored only 4 points so far here in the third quarter. Schwenka has got it for the Blue Hawks. Here's still with their man-to-man defense, but St. Cecilia has been able to slice this up most of the afternoon. Gettert back out to Schwenka. Schwenka holds the ball, looks at the clock. We're down to 22 seconds to go. Bo still out there. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles behind the screen from Gettert. Schwenka dribbling, pushed out near the 10-second line. Schwenka has still got it behind the screen again from Gettert. Gives the ball away to Paul, down to the near side to Joe Ryan. Ryan to Bo Schwenka, 5 seconds. Schwenka shoves off, and an offensive foul is called on Bo. Schwenka shoves off there out top. Going to the hardwood was Brandon Freeman, but Schwenka has whistled for the personal foul. That's his third. So now with 2.7 seconds to play, it's going to be Pierce coming back the other direction. Spencer Zissett into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Pierce will play things in down the far sideline. Wiedenfeld, now to Freeman. A shot from half court is no good. That is the end of the third quarter of play. Big, big third quarter there for St. Cecilia as they outscore Pierce 13-4. And after three quarters, St. Cecilia with the advantage, the Blue Hawks 42, the Blue Jays 24.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Fairfield House. Doan College campus here this afternoon. Holiday tournament action for you from 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Pierce, 42-24. A 13-4 run in the third quarter for St. Cecilia, including the first 11 points of the second half. And the Blue Hawks now have some breathing room here as they look for their sixth win of the 2009-2010 season here this afternoon. Seeley has got the ball for St. Cecilia down at Gettert. Jump pass out of the wing. Schwenka hops inside. His shot from 7 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound Gettert on the baseline. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound Stirrup. His shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup is having a great afternoon here today. Stirrup, that was 16 points in the basketball game. It's now a 44-24 ball game again. Hawks leading by 20 points. The winner plays for the championship tomorrow at 5 against either Elkhorn or Crete. Here's a pass deflected away, and it's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. So Hacek trying to power the ball inside. It was deflected, and that's the 13th turnover on Pierce. Bo Schwenka with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Comes over here on the wing to get it. Back out to Schwenka. Bo holds it. Goes over to Dalton Seeley in the deep wing on the right side. Bounce pass down in the corner. Goes to Gettert. Open for the three. Won't take the shot. Gettert moves to his left on the dribble. Comes out to Schwenka. Out between the rings. And now Bo will back up. 6:45 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top by 20. 44-24. Schwenka double team out here in the three-point territory. And now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called on Kenley Sahacek of Pierce. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on Pierce. Here in the second half of play, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off of the near sideline. Seeley will get things in now to Bo Schwenka. And Bo will walk it across the midcourt stripe again to Joe Ryan. Out of Bo in three-point territory. Down in the corner, Seeley. A little head fake there. Can't get rid of it. Now lobs it inside, and Stirrup is going to be pushed from behind. Seeley just trying to lob it up there, and Stirrup was going to go up and jam that baby home, but he was pushed from behind. Connor Schultz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number four on the Blue Jays. So the Blue Hawks will inbound. Schwenka gets things in to Gettert. Now to Joe Ryan. Entry pass to Stirrup. To Seeley. Now to Joe Ryan. Over here on the wing again on the left side. That's going to be Schwenka dribbling with the basketball. Goes over to Joe Ryan. Down in the corner to Dalton Seeley. Dribbles once out to Ryan. It's a man-to-man defense here for the Pierce Blue Jays. Lob pass down low. Gettert grabs it. A shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot no good. Rebound Stirrup, and he's hammered on the play. St. Cecilia now doing the job of the boards here, getting second and third opportunities on just about every possession. Personal foul goes on Brady Brettschneider. That's going to be his fourth. Going to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks is going to be Zach Stirrup. He's 0 for 3 so far today, 9 out of 21 for the season. His shot is up there. Finally, he gets one to go down. Zach Stirrup, 17 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Hamburger comes into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks, replacing Ryan. 45-24, St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Connor Schultz. To 24. Here's a pass deflected. Comes to the near sideline. The Hawks go after it, but they can't get there. Goes out of bounds. Schwenka trying to save it there for St. Cecilia and couldn't do it. Kenley Sahacek will inbound the ball for Pierce. A good thing's in to Connor Schultz out near the 10-second line. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. Schultz works one-on-one, drives it down the right side of the lane, gives it up now to Sahacek. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Schultz here on the near side. Picked up by Schwenka. Now on the switch, Stirrup has got him. Here's Schultz, bounce pass, down low, going for the basket. It's going to be Wiedenfeld, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled in the play. Derek Wiedenfeld there for Pierce. He is fouled in the play, and now Derek goes to the free throw line. Schwenka picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. Fourth team foul in the Blue Hawks. Wiedenfeld to the line. His shot is up there. That one is no good. He'll get one more. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. Simon Ostrander comes into the ball game now, replacing Schwenka. So, St. Cecilia with all kinds of number changes today. We can hardly wait until the latter stages of the fourth quarter. This could be a nightmare. Next shot is up there. It is good by Wiedenfeld. So, he's now got 6 points in the contest. 45-25. The Blue Hawks now lead by 20. St. Cecilia with the ball. Gettert out of Dalton Seeley. The Phil Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Comes to the near sideline to Ostrander. Out of Hamburger, dribble penetration, dumps it away to Stirrup, goes for the basket, his shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound, Gettert, follow shot, no good. Tip try, no good by Seeley. Rebound again to Gettert, his shot, no good, and he's knocked down in a play, and a foul is called. Again, 3-4 shots at the bucket. And Gettert now goes to the free throw line. Brandon Freeman picks up the personal foul, that's going to be his first. So no free throws here. Gettert was fouled on the floor. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball as Hamburger comes way out on top. To Simon Ostrander, now to Gettert. To Simon, comes to Hamburger on the near side. Double team, dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brent Schneider. So here comes Pierce trailing in the ball game by 20, 45 to 25. Wiedenfeld for three, shot no good. And somebody's going to be over the back of Hamburger. That's going to be Stahacek. Kenley Stahacek picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six on Pierce here in the second half of play. Check that. Team foul number seven on Pierce. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. And St. Cecilia will have some free throws. Hamburger will toe the mark here. He is two out of two so far this season on free throws. So Hamburger looking to add to his total right here. He's got 3 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It is perfect. Nothing but twine for Phil Hamburger. 46 to 25. The Blue Hawks using a 13 to 4 run in the third quarter. Give them some breathing room here this afternoon. They now lead by 21 points. Here comes the next one. It is good. So Hamburger nails a couple of free throws here. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Now Matt Kissinger comes into the ball game. What number is he going to wear? Number three. All right. 35 on our program. It's going to be number three today for Matt Kissinger. Yeah, I think the Blue Hawks ordered brand new uniforms for this season. I don't think the numbers correspond to what they had for their away jerseys. It's really causing a problem here. Here's Wiedenfeld with the ball now for Pierce out here in the three-point territory. Now comes down in the corner again. Wiedenfeld gets it back after the pass comes out to Brandon Freeman as the Pierce Blue Jays is trying to find something that's going to work. There's a pass down to the baseline. A shot taken by Freeman. It's going to be blocked down by Stirrup, and the ball's recovered here by St. Cecilia. Simon Ostrander has got the ball halfway through the fourth quarter. Ostrander dribbles to the free throw line, stops there, goes to Kissinger on the far sideline. Kissinger dribbling with the ball here. Pierce is still with their man-to-man defense. Kissinger gives it up now. Gettert, free throw line extended right side out to Kissinger. Swings it left side. That's going to be Ostrander with the ball to Hamburger. Now to Kissinger to Gettert down on the baseline. Gettert holds it. Diagonal pass comes out to Ostrander. Now down to the baseline to Hamburger. Shot from 10 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Pierce. Blue Jays get the ball ahead as they run into the forward court. Here's Freeman. Shot from 12. Good. Brandon Freeman scores there for Pierce. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks lead by 20. 47 to 27 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hamburger now to Stirrup. Stirrup goes to Gettert, comes across the lane. Ostrander, his shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Stirrup sent that one across the lane, right to left, down on the baseline. Simon Ostrander gets the field goal. So now Simon goes to the free throw line here. So Ostrander goes to the free throw line. Into the ball game again for St. Cecilia is going to be Joe Ryan. 49-27, Blue Hawks have the lead, so they're rebounding nicely after their first loss of the season, the Gretna. The shot by Ostrander is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Pierce. St. Cecilia trying to rebound after that 56-50 overtime loss to Gretna right before Christmas. They're doing it in fine fashion this afternoon, leading by 22 points. Here's Freeman driving to the basket. He's going to be hammered on the play. Brandon Freeman took it down the right side of the lane there for Pierce. And he is fouled into play by Ostrander. That's going to be his third. So Brandon Freeman goes to the line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. We'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is going to be short. He'll get one more. So it appears that St. Cecilia on their way to the championship game here, the Doan College Holiday Tournament. They'll play tomorrow afternoon at 5. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gettert for St. Cecilia. 2:45 to play here in the contest. Hamburger has got the ball for the Blue Hawks. Splits a couple of defenders as he brings it across the midcourt stripe. Then he's tripped and down he goes. And a foul is going to be called. Connor Schultz picks up the foul. It's going to be his fifth. He fouls out with 2:43 remaining in the contest. Schultz will lead with 10 points with 8 of those coming in the first half. So now Hamburger will go to the free throw line. Tyler Lindsay is going to come into the ballgame to replace Connor Schultz, but not before we get a timeout. The Blue Jays want to talk things over. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score of St. Cecilia 49, Pierce 27.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Third quarter score from Minden this afternoon. Adams Central is leading the Broken Bow Indians by the score of 48-34. Earlier today, the Adams Central girls lost to Broken Bow 53-52. Earlier today, here in Crete, it was Pierce knocking out St. Cecilia 52-49. So the Hawkettes will play in the consolation game tomorrow morning at 11. 10:45 pregame. St. Cecilia boys with the advantage here, 49-27. They would play at 5 tomorrow afternoon. The shot from the line is up there. It's going to be good by Hamburger. Danced around the rim, went down through the hole. He'll get one more. Hamburger now has 6 points in the basketball game. He had just 2 in that ball game against Gretna last week. Second shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by Pierce. So the Blue Hawks have a 50-27 advantage over Pierce here this afternoon. The Blue Jays back into their offensive zone. Connor Reed lobs the ball right side of the lane. Now they give it up. Here's a Michael Hoffman with his back to the basket. Now to a Wiedenfeld. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Hoffman sets a screen for him, but he can't go up for the shot. Here's Tyler Lindsay. He powers his way to the basket. He runs over a man, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Ryan of St. Cecilia. That's his first.
St. Cecilia foul is number 5, Joe Ryan.
That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks. Into the ball game now, Jordan Konsbrek for St. Cecilia. He's going to replace Ryan. Spencer Zissett now coming to the ball game for St. Cecilia. He's going to replace Hamburger. 2:19 remaining here in the fourth quarter. The Blue Hawks have the lead thanks to a 13-4 run in the third quarter. Blue Hawks have really controlled this ball game here this afternoon. Hoffman with the ball to Andrew Wolf, who's now in the ball game for the Pierce Blue Jays. Here's a Wolf with the ball out in three-point territory. St. Cecilia is still in their man-to-man defense as Pierce has not been able to crack this thing right now. St. Cecilia just too quick for Pierce here this afternoon. Tyler Lindsay has got it. Now here's a long-range jumper from 15 up and in. Connor Reed.
Connor Reed
gets the field goal for Pierce. 50-29. Blue Hawks now by 21. Minute and 48 seconds to play. Konsbrek has got it in the lane. Powers his way to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Reed to Pierce.
For the Blue Jays.
So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. So St. Cecilia with it now in their offensive zone. Here's Spencer Ostrander, or their Simon Ostrander with the ball. Back out to the free throw line, dribbling down the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. And the rebound is brought out of there by Pierce. Matt Kissinger with the last shot there for St. Cecilia. A minute 20 seconds to play. Pierce has got the ball at their offensive end, and now they've got people into the contest that are not on the roster here for Pierce as they have cleaned their bench, trailing in this contest by 21 points. Tyler Lindsay has got it on the baseline. Lindsay works the ball inside. Now they kick it back out. Here's a 15-footer. It's going to be blocked down there. Nice job by Kissinger, and the ball is recovered by St. Cecilia. Simon Ostrander gets it ahead to Kissinger on the baseline, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Kissinger gives it back out to Ostrander, 53 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Ostrander down the lane, his little scoop shot is up there, it is no good, and the rebound comes down to Pierce. The Blue Jays run her back the other way here with 42 seconds to play. Bounce pass goes inside, they kick it back out. Connor Reed, shot for three, good. Connor Reed with a 3 and a 2 in the ball game. Now he's got 5 points in the ball game, 30 seconds to go. It's 50-32. Hawks leading by 18 here in the contest. St. Cecilia with the ball. Ostrander has got it out to Kissinger. Kissinger holds it out here in three-point territory. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Mishandles the ball, gets it under control. 15 seconds to go. Down on the baseline, back inside to Konsbrek. His shot is no good. He misses the bunny. And the rebound comes down to Pierce. Pierce comes back with Tyler Lindsay down the near sideline. Drives it against Ostrander. Stops right side of the lane. Out to Connor Reed for three. Shot is no good. That's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon. Final score, the Blue Hawks 50 and Pierce 32. So after the Blue Jays beat St. Cecilia in this Doan College Holiday Tournament a year ago, St. Cecilia comes back the following year to beat Pierce by 18 points. Final score, St. Cecilia 50, Pierce 32. Back with a recap after this.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hawkins lost the opener today by a score of 52-49 to Pierce. The guys come back to grab the win in the second ball game. The final score of 50-32. Blue Hawks led 17-13 at the end of the first quarter. It was 29-20 at halftime. Then St. Cecilia used a 13-4 run in the third quarter to open up an 18-point lead at 42-24. They go on to win this afternoon by a score of 50-32. So the Blue Hawks improved to 6 wins and 1 loss on the season. St. Cecilia will play in the championship ball game tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock against either Elkhorn or Crete. That ball game coming up later on this afternoon. Pierce, meanwhile, drops to 5 wins and 2 losses. They'll play in the consolation ball game tomorrow afternoon at 1. St. Cecilia got 17 points this afternoon from Zach Stirrup. Stirrup had 12 points in the first half, 5 more in the second half. So Stirrup with a game high 17 points in the ball game this afternoon. Dalton Seeley had 13 points, the only two guys to reach double figures today for St. Cecilia. Other scorers, Phil Hamburger ended up with 6 points. Joe Ryan had 5. Paul Gettert had 4 points. Bo Schwenke had 3. Simon Ostrander had 2. St. Cecilia continues to struggle from the free throw line. The Blue Hawks 6 out of 12 from the stripe this afternoon for 50%. Unofficially 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Pierce was led today by Connor Schultz. He ended up with 10 points in the ballgame, the only guy to reach double figures for the Blue Jays. The other scorers, Kenley Sahacek had 7. Derek Wiedenfeld had 6. Connor Reed had 5. Brandon Freeman had 4. And that's all she wrote for Pierce. They were 3 out of 7 from the free throw line this afternoon, and officially 13 turnovers in the basketball game. So tomorrow, as we take a look ahead for the second day of this Doan College Holiday Tournament, we'll have game number 1 with the St. Cecilia girls playing in the consolation ball game of the tournament against either Elkhorn or Crete. And then we'll have the last game of the day tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock with Hastings St. Cecilia playing on the boys' side of things. So the first game and the last game tomorrow, we'll have both contests for you on 1230 KHS, beginning with a pregame show at 10:45 tomorrow morning. Again, the final score on this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Pierce. Final score, the Blue Hawks 50, Pierce 32. Now stay tuned for our players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings. Where there's a width, there's a way. With Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. With Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Well, back at Fairfield House in Crete, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon in boys play, the final of 50-32. Before we get to the Player of the Game, we'll give you the final numbers in the ball game today. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 46% from the field today. There were 61% in the first half, and then they cooled down a little bit in the second half with a lot of the second and third teamers mopping up there for the Blue Hawks. They hit only 8 of 24 shots in the second half, so the Blue Hawks ended up shooting 21 out of 45 today from the field for 46%. They were 2 out of 5 on three-pointers for 40% and 6 out of 15 from the free throw line for 40%. Pierce was 12 out of 26 from the field today for 46%. They were 5 out of 14 on three-pointers, 35%, and 3 out of 7 from the free throw line for 42%. The Hawks out-rebounding Pierce today, a wide margin, 27-15 was the rebounding edge for St. Cecilia, including 13-1 on the offensive end. The Blue Hawks had only 7 turnovers officially in the ball game compared to 14 for Pierce. St. Cecilia wins it again, final score of 50-32 over the Blue Jays here this afternoon. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, in the first contest, it was Pierce knocking out St. Cecilia 52-49 on the girls' side of things. Lexi Schmidt led the way for St. Cecilia. She had 13 points in the basketball game. Libby Kissinger had 7 points. Cherise Farmer had 8 points today. She knocked down a couple of three-pointers, candidates for our Player of the Game. On the boys' side, it was St. Cecilia getting 17 points today from Zach Stirrup in the ball game, and 13 points from Dalton Seeley. A couple of guys that have led the St. Cecilia charges here this afternoon. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
The Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Game for St. Cecilia today. First of all, for the Hawkettes, Lexi Schmidt leading the way for the Hawkettes today. 5 out of 8 from the field. She was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Came up with 5 rebounds, 1 on the offensive end and 4 on defense. 5 rebounds today, 13 points in the ball game. Had a couple of steals, 25 minutes of playing time today for head coach John Kyle. So Lexi Schmidt, our player of the game there. And for the St. Cecilia boys, maybe one of his finals games of the year, Zach Stirrup comes up with 17 points in the ball game today. 8 out of 10 from the field, 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. 6 rebounds today, 3 on each end. 17 points scored, 26 minutes of playing time for the Blue Hawks as St. Cecilia picked up a win over Pierce in the boys' ball game, 50-32. Lexi Schmidt and Zach Stirrup are players of the game today for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, the coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Jackson. And picked vehicle.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back at Fair Fieldhouse on the Doan College campus here this afternoon. St. Cecilia knocking off Pierce in boys high school play. The final score of 50-32. As we talk with Blue Hawk head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, congratulations on the win. I'll tell you what, a pretty dominating performance, I thought, by the Blue Hawks this afternoon.
Well, we, you know, the first quarter was fairly even, and they were shooting the ball well. And then the second half, from the middle of the second quarter on, you could see that they were working for every shot they got. And that's exactly what our game plan was, is they were going to get shots, and they're good shooters. But you really got to do a good job of, you know, just contesting those shots. And hopefully you don't give up any seconds when you're as big as we are.
Yeah, defensively today, I thought a great effort. As you mentioned, Pierce had a tough time getting into their offense. A lot of passing, a lot of dribbling right around the three-point line.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about we're going to be at a mismatch on the defensive ends, you know, as far as our bigs having to guard different people. And tonight our guards did a great job, I thought, from about the middle of the second quarter on, communicating better, switching some screens, not switching others. So, you know, those guards usually we match up really well in the guard spots. It just depends on how big the other team is.
Rebounding edge today, 27-15. In favor of St. Cecilia, including 13-1 on the offensive end.
Well, our big guys had to get a lot more aggressive. We had two offensive rebounds at Gretna the other night, and for the size and athletes that we put on the floor, that shouldn't happen. You know, whether it's a guard getting offensive rebounds or a big, and we put a lot of emphasis on working the ball inside, and if we miss, we should be able to get some offensive rebounds. But tonight our bigs really showed that they can go after it, and they had a size advantage. So, you know, you still want to see it like maybe tomorrow night if we match up against a bigger guy. But definitely this was a good improvement over the last week.
Zach Stirrup, we mentioned in the post-game show at Gretna that he had to be more aggressive as a post player, and today he looked like a post player, 17 points and 6 rebounds in the ballgame.
Yeah, he played really well. You know, he's a kid we got to get it to, and he's got to decide he's going to the hoop, you know, and he's got excellent footwork, and, you know, his shooting percentage is real high, and, you know, he put the ball in the hole. Now, Paul had a lot of looks. He just had a tough night putting in the hole, and he'll come right back, though. Paul's as fierce a competitor as we've got out there, and, you know, he was frustrated he didn't hit some of those bunnies, but he'll be right back tomorrow night.
Yeah, Paul Getter with 4 points, but he had 9 rebounds to help you out on that end.
No doubt. He's as good a rebounder as I've coached. And it's mostly just heart and guts. He's a great athlete, but he's pretty relentless when it comes to things like that. So we have to, you know, use those two to the best of our ability.
So, Coach, you had a 29-20 lead at halftime, and then you go out, you score the first 11 points of the third quarter and outscore Pierce in that third quarter 13-4. Change anything there or just be a little bit more aggressive?
Well, we talked a lot about, you know, this game is pretty simple, but we weren't closing out real well. We were sitting back in the pocket a little bit on defense, and we want our guys up the line a lot more, challenging. And then when we did have to close out, when we were sitting back in the pocket, we, you know, it's just a simple thing as far as how's your footwork. And they were attacking us right away and getting a little deeper into the paint than we wanted. So those are things, you know, you'd probably slip in the last 5-6 days. You don't work on anything. And then your kids, you know, just, you know, all of a sudden got to come out and play a game. And we talked about, you know, yesterday having to guard on the perimeter, but that was the main difference. And we just told our bigs, you got to keep going to the hole. And eventually we thought, you know, their shooting percentage would drop off as the game went wore on because of the fatigue.
Tell you what, you had a loss to end the first part of the season going to the Christmas break and then the 5-day moratorium. How about you guys, for the most part, swept that under the rug and played pretty well in your first game back?
You know, this group may needed that break. You know, they've been going since the fall. Sometimes it really refreshes a kid's mind, makes him forget about something he had done bad the first part of the season, you know. And I thought we really practiced well yesterday. And, you know, we saw some confidence in kids that we hadn't seen at practice. So you're kind of like, where did it come from? Well, you know, maybe that memory loss of the 5 days. And this was a good leg break for our kids.
Crete, Elkhorn. Now, the next round tomorrow, know anything about either one of those two teams?
No, I know they're both improved from last year. You know, we're the smallest school in this tournament, and, you know, we played Crete last year and handled them fairly easily, but I know that they've vastly improved, and I've watched Elkhorn on tape twice, and they're a track team. They just fly up and down the floor. If we score, we better be back in the paint before the ball, you know, gets out of bounds, because they really move the ball up and down the floor nicely. So, you know, I don't have a predicted winner, but I just believe that we got to be ready, because both teams are vastly improved.
We will see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep. Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
All right, so Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon, 50-32 over Pierce in the boys' basketball game. Zach Sturup leading the way, 17 points. Dalton Seeley had 13 to lead the Blue Hawks. So as we look ahead to day number two, we have got the first game of the day. That will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the girls' consolation game, as the Hawkettes lost the opener today to Pierce, 52-49. We'll have the opener at 11, 10:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS, and then we'll hang around. We'll have the last game of the day. That will be at 5 tomorrow afternoon. That's the boys' championship. It'll be St. Cecilia playing either Elkhorn or Crete in both ball games tomorrow. So a win and a loss here this afternoon. That'll wrap up our coverage from the Doan Holiday Basketball Tournament for day number one. For Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good afternoon from Crete.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.